Headline: Do Kwon was leverage in South Korea airport deal. Ex-minister claims published at 2:15 p.m., September 25, 2024 on Protos.com. Do Kwon's controversial extradition to South Korea could have been part of a trade deal that would give the country control of Montenegro's airports for 30 years, according to the former justice minister. Andrei Milovic, who is now running for mayor, told publisher Viesti that Prime Minister Milojko Spajic would use Do Kwon as a tool to trade state interests and resources as compensation for covering up this case. Spajic supposedly prepared for months to give France concession over Montenegro's airports. However, Milovic says that he began to speak positively about a South Korean airport deal after the Court of Appeal ruled that Du should be extradited to South Korea. Therefore, I ask Spajic, did he extort extradition in order to cover up the case in exchange for the Montenegrin airport concession, he said. He added, by extraditing Do Kwon to South Korea, we would not learn the complete truth about the Do Kwon case, the role of Spajic, Abazovic, and other actors. The airport concession proposal has reportedly been in the works for years as South Korea's Incheon Airport, Luxembourg-based Corporation America Airports, and France's Paris Airports wait to present their final offer. The new proposal would involve a 30-year concession plan. Spajic has been accused of meeting Do Kwon on various occasions, and SEC filings show he invested $75,000 to buy tokens from Do's catastrophic Terraform Luna crypto venture. This summer, Montenegro's High Court and Court of Appeal ruled that Do was going to be extradited to South Korea. However, on September 20th, the Supreme Court decided these rulings were illegal and left it up to Justice Minister Bojan Bojovic to decide on Do's extradition. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at Protos.com.